Well, we're going to continue with a series that I've been doing called Prosper Your Soul and Be in Health, and we're on part 10. And we're going to stay on this until the Holy Spirit says to do different, but He's just having us dig deeper into this scripture, amen? And the overview says in 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And in Strong's Concordance, the Greek, and you'll find it under number 2137, euoduo means to prosper and be successful. So God wants us to be successful in our health. He wants our soul to be successful. And so we go to where the Word of God shows us that our soul prospers. The Word of God prospers your soul. Number one, when you speak the Word of God, it becomes transformed with the manifestation of healing as your mind is renewed because your soul is prospering. And that comes from Matthew 8:8, Romans 12:2, and 3 John 1:2. B, at times your soul needs restoration and healing broken hearts. Let's read Psalm 42:11 in the New King James Version. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And the Amplified Classic says, O my inner self. And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Our countenance needs to remember that we have hope in God. Regardless how you're feeling, regardless what challenges are coming against you, regardless what's trying to downcast you, you are going to remember to tell your face, to show the world that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Even though you don't feel like it, well, remind your face and you tell your body what it's going to do. Too many people say, well, my body's tired. My body tells me I have to rest. Well, God wants us to be in control of our body. Otherwise, the flesh will rule and your spirit cannot. So I am going to tell my body what the Word says, even though it doesn't feel like it. And I'm going to tell my body that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And if there's challenges of pain, I'm going to remind my face what the joy looks like. And instead of looking like this, I'm going to look like this. Okay. Even if I don't feel like that.
Right.
Because we are calling those things that are not as though they were. We have to hear the Word and do it. So I better just do it, and then it's going to be it. Amen?
Yes.
And so Psalm 71:23 in the Passion Translation, number 2 says, I will shout and sing praises, for you are to me Savior and lover of my soul.
Yes.
We have to remember that sometimes when we feel unloved, or we feel like things are just not the way that we want them to be, or we blew it, we messed up, made a mistake, Jesus is still going to love us. Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And number 3 in Psalm 23:3 in the New King James Version, God restores my soul. Why does your soul have to be restored? Because you had challenges attacking it and reverted back to the flesh, reverted back to the carnal, and that is still the default system. What we teach in healing school, starting in semester 2, is you have to change the vicious cycle with your core values to the virtuous cycle. And Pastor James and I call it the victorious virtuous cycle, because we want to overcome all the things that we used to be like, right? We want God to restore back to us. Now, this is interesting. Think about this. If someone gets born again, right, their spirit is renewed, okay? So if they were walking, that person was walking in the flesh and now is learning the word of God and renewing their mind day by day, you think God would just say, making your mind new? No, he says renewing. Re means what? Do again? Repeat. Renew your mind with the word of God. Why does he say re a lot? Because we were born with the mind of Christ. That was the intention of God. Adam was created with the intention of God. He was made in the image of God. And that's the way God wanted our minds to be. That's the way God wanted our soul to be. But when Adam sinned, and then he lost or gave up his authority to the devil, Jesus had to restore us back to the Heavenly Father so we could have access to him again through Jesus, through the blood. He paid the price. He redeemed us because God's a holy God. So now God wants us to have the minds that we should have had. But we were operating in the world and in the flesh before we became born again. We're going back to the way that we're supposed to be, renewed. Restored means that you really have the character of God. Restored really means that you have the fruit of the Spirit and God just wants it to blossom again. Once you became born again, you had that capability. But when you became born again, your spirit was redeemed. And now you can go back to being the way God always wanted you to be. So God restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We have a new and better covenant. And we couldn't do it without Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So why are we acting like the old self sometimes? The default is not the flesh. The default is that we are in Christ Jesus. We have been made in his image. And we are going to learn to default back to the way our King is, the way that God is, the way that we are originally created to be. Amen?
Amen.
Let's renew our minds to that. We are the King's kids. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the healed one. That sickness is a lie. Shake it off. That's not you. It's all an illusion. Trying to get you to make your mind think that sickness can have power over your body. No, it cannot. Just shake that off. And be who God has always intended you to be. Amen?
Amen.
Luke 4, 16 to 21 is a fulfillment of Isaiah 61, 1 through 2. Jesus declared that the messianic prophecy was fulfilled that day, that he is the Messiah. Verse 16, so he, meaning Jesus, came to Nazareth, and where he had been brought up, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And then he had opened the book and he found the place where it was written because he knew where it was. Can't find something, you don't know where it is. So he knew, and he knew exactly what he wanted to say. And he declared it, decreed it. And he spoke it out in the spirit realm so the devil and all of the universe could hear him. And he said in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, meaning Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book. He gave it back to the attendant. He sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him like this, like, what? And verse 21, and he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And what did they do? Rejected him. Many of them. Okay, this is a very powerful scripture, but we are going to concentrate on some parts. Jesus was declaring that he has come to heal. And we're going to concentrate on one of the, on that part. He was declaring that he has healed us. Well, he knew that the prophecy was fulfilled, and although he hadn't gone to the cross yet, he was speaking as if it already was, because he called those things that are not as though it they were. And so he didn't say, you might be healed in the future. He said, no, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Okay? And so verse 18, when he was saying, and recovery of sight to the blind, they were recuperating the eyes. He was showing that, yes, physical eyes, and I believe spiritual eyes to be opened and enlightened so they could see he was the Messiah and not be blinded. And those that heard the word had ears to hear, received. And those that needed healing, all they had to do, receive that, that were blind or had challenges with their eyes or vision, received. Emotional healing, the area of our soul. Jesus said, he has sent me, Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted. Satan will come and wound people through relationships, usually being offended, or someone did something that the person had unforgiveness, and then it turned into bitterness. And that root turns into resentment. And it opens up the door to the enemy. And God, through Jesus, was telling people he wants to heal us in the area of our soul. That what Satan broke, that God has healed, and we can receive that healing. And literal heart challenges, physical hearts, if it's not working well, people could receive healing there too. I believe that when people have cardiac challenges, it might be because they had wounds in their soul, and the heart as well was affected physically and spiritual heart. And then it manifested in the physical challenge. See, deliverance or cleansing, verse 18. Jesus said to proclaim liberty to the captives. God wants us set free from demonic attacks, cleansed of demons, devils, and evil spirits. He said to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And in the King James Version, it says those who are bruised. And in the Amplified Classic, it says those who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. If you've ever had disappointments, if you've ever had someone crush your dreams, if you ever had someone trample on your self-esteem, if you've ever had someone abuse you emotionally, physically, if you've ever gone through such discouragement or failures or challenges and had failed expectations, God wants you to know that he can heal all of that. And many times when our soul is wounded, then it's challenging to receive the manifestation of physical healing because the soul is still wounded and therefore affects the physical being. Number 5, what does your soul need healing of? A, Many attacks of the evil one, God's enemy, can come because of a broken heart and because of a bruised heart. B, what is a broken heart? The Greek definition of broken means to break in pieces or shatter. You know, like if you have a ceramic vase and it falls on the floor and it just shatters into pieces and you can't even put it back together because there's so many little splinters. Sometimes that's what happens, and the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and he wants to destroy people's hearts because then he can take their hope and take their joy, take their strength. And the definition, the Greek definition of heart here in this verse means cardia, which actually is spelt with a K in the Greek, but in English it's spelt with a C, like cardiac, or broken heart, or shattered heart. That's what the devil endeavors to do to people. Number six, rejection is one of the demons that can attack people due to a broken and bruised heart. We were born with a sin nature and cannot be accepted by a holy God, so each person must be redeemed by the blood of Jesus, where sin is atoned for. That means that each of us were rejected by God before he accepted us. We were unacceptable because sin cannot be before holiness. That's why it's easy for people to get rejected, because it's a sin nature. And we have to realize that that demon wants to keep attacking us. And we have to recognize it. And if you can't recognize a demon, then when you cast it out and it tries to sneak back in and you don't realize what it's doing, it could bring seven of its friends. And what do we say here? What's worse than the worst?
The worsers.
The worsers. Yeah. Seven worsers come back. That means there's eight of them. And then the person feels more rejected and goes into dejection. And the oppression goes even further. Depression. And then the devil wants to try to have possession of that person, the deepest form. We have to catch it. We have to recognize that rejection wants to keep coming back, and we cannot allow it, because that's not who you are in Christ Jesus. 6b, Israel, it says in Hosea 8:3, New King James Version, Israel has rejected the good, and the enemy will pursue him. Because Israel rejected what God was trying to do for them, and they stopped worshiping him, it allowed the door of the enemy to come in and attack them, and not just attack, but run after them. So the enemy will run after people who allow rejection to come back. Or if you never got rid of it. You ever grew up and someone said to some kid, you're stupid? And then the kid says, I'm not stupid. Yes, you are. And then the kid feels rejected. And then the kid gets mad and angry and acts out because he felt rejected. And has anybody ever rejected you? Did you feel joyous afterwards? Most of the time, anger will try to come in and pair up with that rejection. And then pretty soon, the person starts to believe it. And we can't allow those demons to tell those lies anymore. We have to recognize them. Ask God to help you identify when demons try to affect you so that you could confess your sin. If you give into that bait, then you could repent, you could renounce, you could break that hold and not let them come back in. Okay? And if you don't know how to do that, then you really need to study and go online and go to Healing School 1, 2, 3, our Bible school. Go to School of Dominion 1, 2, 3. Go to, you know, everything that we have at on the website and learn and grow, because it's the Word of God that's going to help you change from the vicious cycle to the virtuous cycle by renewing our mind, washing it with the watering of the Word of God. Renew, make it new again like it should be, but it needs the Word to do that. And then practice what the Word says. Now, we're going to go to Numbers 14:34 in the New King James Version. We're on 6C. According to the number of days, now, what happened? They spied out the land, and they rejected the promised land, except for two. And here was their punishment. According to the number of days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. People who can't find God's will in their life is because rejection is keeping you from that. And we need to find out then, Lord, where was I disobedient? Where did I sin? Where did I allow myself to reject your word or your will or your way? And now there's a rejection so that you are not finding victory. Okay, so now let's go to Luke 10:16, New King James Version. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. Now, this is a person who is walking with God and faithful to him. So if you are faithful to God and people are mistreating you because they see God in you, and that if you are taught in your job to lie and you don't want to lie, and now they're rejecting you because you're wanting to be truthful and that you are an honest person. It happened to my husband. He's in financial services, and they said, James, you're too nice of a guy, so therefore this isn't your business because you won't lie to make more money. He says, well, God told me to be in this business, and I guess it's just that this company isn't the right one. I want to help my clients by telling them the truth so they can also prosper God's way. So he resigned. And you know what? They weren't rejecting Pastor James. They were rejecting Jesus inside of Pastor James. And they were rejecting God's way, the kingdom of God. So when we accept God and we walk in his way, then the demon of rejection will still try to operate because it's trying to convince that person to not do it God's way and to go their way, but then they don't realize they're going to be rejected by God and not have his blessings. Mm-hmm. That's why a compromised Christian, a lukewarm Christian, and isn't on fire for God is vomited out of God's mouth. Mm-hmm. You have to be all in or all out, hot for God or cold. You choose one. See, the lie in this world is that you can create your own destiny, that you should be in charge of your own life and your own goal. And that's a spirit of pride, and it's also rebellion, which is a rejection of God, because you have to serve one master. You either choose God as your master, or the devil's going to be your master, whether or not they think he is, because that's just the way that it is. We just have to know how it is and conform to what God says. And once we do it his way, then we are going to have what he wants us to have, and we are going to grow to be who he says we already have been made to be once born again. Amen?
Amen.
It's not easy because a lot of people have family, even Christian family. They think some ABCers are just weird. They reject a lot of what we teach, but everything we teach is out of the Word. Everything we teach is from the Bible, if they would just study it. But because we are not going to compromise our gospel, we are not going to be lukewarm in what we preach. We preach the full gospel. And the truth will set people free, and we're not afraid to say that truth. Because God's word is a two-edged sword. And I don't care what they think about me, but there's a lot of family members who think that I'm a fanatic. And I say, yes, hallelujah, and so was Jesus. I'm a fanatic for God because I love the word, and I'm going to do everything in my strength to follow him all the days of my life. I've consecrated everything I am, everything I have, consecrated my future to him. I am his vessel, and I want my master to use me for God's glory. Amen?
Amen.
Sold out for God, on fire for him. And you know what? Even Jesus was rejected. We're on E. Isaiah 53:3, New King James Version. He is despised and rejected by men. That's how I know, after he closed the book and read Isaiah, that they didn't really want him. That's when they had to conspire to crucify him. If they accepted him as their king, they wouldn't want to crucify him. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Don't you think that it really was so challenging for him to see the people that he loves just not see with their eyes and spiritual eyes? They still were blinded, that he truly was the way, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one could get to the Heavenly Father except through him. I think that really, you know, was a challenge because he loves us so much. He doesn't want that any person should perish. And as we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Isn't that rejecting God? He was despised, and we did not esteem him. So when people reject you, let me tell you, Jesus knows how you feel. And we have no idea how rejected he was. He took the sin of every person on himself as the ransom. Can you imagine any pain you've ever gone through emotionally, in your soul, in your physical heart, in your spiritual heart, in your physical body? And he took every person's sin upon him. Nobody could have stood that except him. Nobody could have redeemed us except a sinless Jesus. And so, whenever you're rejected, think, you know what? My Jesus knows how I feel. Jesus, help me get through this. He'll help you. He knows your pain. He knows your hurt. He knows the wounds of your heart. He knows that when you were rejected, it's not because he doesn't love you. It's because the world doesn't understand you, because you belong to God. And we have to get it in our minds that we're never going to be accepted here. This is not our home. We are strangers in a strange land. We are sojourners. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Heaven is where our true home is, where God sits on the throne. And we represent his kingdom. Don't try to fit in. Don't try to please people. Just please your Heavenly Father through your faith in him. And all the rejection that you've ever felt, count it all joy. Because it means that you are still on the straight and narrow path. You didn't reject God. He accepted you. You rejected the devil. And when the devil and the world and even loved ones who are Christians, they don't understand. And they reject you out of ignorance, because Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." Because of our love for them, just like God's love for us, when we were not born again, He did everything in His power to reach out to us, to draw us to Him so we could accept Him and not be rejected. So don't reject them because they're rejecting you. Let the weapons of your warfare be love that covers the multitude of sins they do against you. Pretend that they were not ugly and cruel to you, and let your face smile and exude the love of God, the gracious words, instead of be curt and angry. Let love and peace, joy, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control, let it bear so much fruit in you that it doesn't matter what they do, they're going to see Christ in you. That you are going to be the example to them of who they can be. And there's a lot of people who will receive that seed and see you emulating the true God and then want to receive Him through your actions. Amen?
Amen.
F, the stone which the builders rejected. They rejected Jesus, it says in Psalm 118:22, New King James Version. And He became the chief cornerstone, the main stone of the foundation. And so if they reject you, it's because you're important to God. And He's going to build a foundation of a destiny and a ministry that only you can do on this earth that He's called you to do. And you're going to get people saved. And you're going to get people healed. And you're going to get people cleansed and delivered. And you're going to help those that can't see the truth, that their blind eyes will be opened. And their physical eyes will start to see better. And their spiritual eyes. And you're going to set the captives free. And you're going to emulate your Jesus because you didn't reject Him. And those that are rejecting you in the world, you are going to love them with the love of God. And you're not going to let that demon of rejection ruin your life anymore, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And G says, because of rejecting God, the enemy can come back in and attack you. Psalm 66:16-20 in the English Standard Version says, in H, come and hear, all you who fear or have reverent awe of God, and I will tell what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. And if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. And blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love from me. This is one that serves God and rejected the world. Amen. And I, 2 Thessalonians 2:13 in the New King James Version says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Hallelujah. And J, God can heal, save, and deliver your souls, which need to be saved or delivered from rejection. And tonight the Lord showed me that He is going to heal any heart that's broken, anybody that has been challenged with being bruised, their hearts shattered, oppressed, been affected by rejection. And God is going to heal. your broken hearts and the bruises and set at liberty those that were oppressed, who were downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down. Because that's what Jesus came to do for you and me. So let's just close our eyes and let me say a prayer. And those that want to repeat with me can say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that according to Luke chapter 4, that you said that because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor like Jesus. And he sent Jesus to heal any brokenness that challenged my heart and is going to use me and has been using me to minister to others whose hearts have been broken and shattered. And I proclaim liberty to the captives. And I say that I am free of any demonic stronghold and free of rejection. Because God sent Jesus, not only to heal my heart, and to bring liberty when I was captive by the enemy, but God also opened up my eyes. And now I am not blind. But I see the truth. For it has set me free. And God is using me to help others also be set free. And not be blinded by the God of this world. And Jesus has come. To set at liberty those that are oppressed. And thank you, Lord, for setting me free. And giving me a way to have liberty. From demonic power. From continuing to use the word of God. Which sets me free. I thank you, Lord God, for helping me to cleanse more and not give in to any demons of rejection and not allow the enemy to lie to me anymore, because sickness is not mine. I am the healed one of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I am not receiving sickness in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that Jesus proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, which means that I was able to accept God because Jesus made the way. And Lord, use me to bring many more people to know you as Lord and Savior, and help them not be rejected by God and not reject God, but God will accept them if they will accept him. And I'm going to be used as that vessel of honor, ready for my master to use. And I thank you, Lord, for helping me to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers, accepted by you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for healing any wounds. In my heart.
In my heart.
That may still have been broken.
That may still have been broken.
Or bruised.
Or bruised.
Or shattered.
Or shattered.
My heart is whole and complete.
My heart is whole and complete.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
And I praise you.
And I praise you.
For healing me.
For healing me.
And touching me.
And touching me.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Soul.
Soul.
Mind.
Mind.
Tongue.
Tongue.
And body.
And body.
And prosper me.
And prosper me.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
Even as my soul prospers.
Even as my soul prospers.
As your anointing.
As your anointing.
Is flowing.
Is flowing.
Right now.
Right now.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Breaking every yoke of bondage.
Breaking every yoke of bondage.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
Because I'm healed.
Because I'm healed.
I'm whole.
I'm whole.
I'm complete in Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
And I receive all my blessings of God.
All my blessings of God.
And my complete healing.
And my complete healing.
For my mind.
For my mind.
My emotions.
My emotions.
My soul.
My soul.
My body.
My body.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.